I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hey.
Hey, also.
Hello.
I'm 17 levels of under extra that you are.
Mm.
Jason, look at my shoes. They're real sparkly.
Oh, this is the first time I've seen them. I'm looking down. This is a genuine first reaction.
They look like feet chandeliers.
They do. It's like Dorothy, eat your heart out. You couldn't get anywhere in those stupid shoes that she had. Now these ones.
I can't even click them together because I get too much attention.
Yeah, exactly. And you just take right off. You go to Kansas and then Japan.
It's mostly Paris.
Continue on to Paris and
Milan.
Then the Antarctic.
That's where these icy jewels came from.
That's right. From the inside of polar bears.
Actually, they are covered in Swarovski crystal. Most people don't know that.
Well, that's because you just made it up.
That's probably true.
That's probably the case.
So we decided that in the middle of this Sibcast that we should divide one another.
Yeah.
Last minute, we didn't have the equipment.
Oh, there's a divider right there.
It's too far.
I know, I don't feel like moving it. And then I had to reposition it afterward. And then, also it wouldn't be quite the same and it'd just be a different vibe.
Yeah, you're right. It's like your physical embodiment of your wall that you put up mentally and spiritually.
It does actually migrate itself on a regular basis.
Does it?
So it really wouldn't even be that much of a difference.
Your cats can't see you not have sex.
Exactly. That's exactly the reason. I can tell that they're very creative and they've got vivid imaginations. So I try to limit line of sight throughout the apartment for that very reason.
Please don't look at my penis, Bjork.
Don't look at where it could be. Nobody do that.
Nobody look at it.
It's like, don't be the Pele of penises.
It could be everywhere.
Pele. Don't be that guy. I see the entire bed and wherever the penis will go.
But it won't go there.
But it does not go there. I have to practice soccer.
It's just in the heaven again.
Yeah. I don't go on a lot of dates, but the ones that I do
shouldn't.
Are potent. It's like a bouillon of date.
It's more concentrated effort of seasoning.
Yeah.
I.e. my penis.
It's
great.
Really cram a lot in there in small package. Wait, what have you heard?
Depends upon what you've heard. Otherwise, it's bigger.
It's quite disproportionate, yeah. If I may say.
Yeah, people are just so hurt.
It's problematic. Actually, I've had a few assault charges filed on me for that reason.
For it being so big. Guys, it's in my pants.
Bulky.
What
it's
can
like,
I
I was on the subway.
Do?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cripple your legs, but what can I do?
I'm sorry you collapsed due to exhaustion by looking at the size of my package, potentially behind my shorts, and we don't have subways in Indianapolis. I understand that's a thing.
I know that. I get that I'm in a sewer right now. Okay, I get that, but... That aside,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoises.
I will find those turtles.
Those tortoise.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the plural? Tortoise? It's tortoise, isn't it? Can it be tortoise?
Taint, I think it's.
Taint?
The taint of the sewer.
The taintuses.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's poor turtles. They don't even know what's happening. So, at our local pet world, they have tortoises you can actually touch, the ones that didn't get run over, that don't live in the wetlands.
That haven't been made into soup?
Or soup, yeah.
Just the ones that have died. It's like
the end can always be soup.
Well, when you see the turtles running away from the hatchery, the hutch, over the beach.
The Hutcherson, got it.
The Hutchinson. You'll see a lot of gulls and a lot of natural predators, but then you'll see the French chefs there with their pots and their ladles. Trying to pick them off, and you'll see them trying to add them to their soups. That's a natural predator, the French chef of the baby tortoise.
And I think the first one really started with the French chef on The Little Mermaid. I think it really did start with him. He was the one that really called to action the need for tortoise. In his dishes, but
he certainly normalized French chefs, as a predator, the same way that Disney normalized in other movies, like bears in many ways, It made French chefs
Brother
seem way
Bear
less
one and two, and
way less predatory.
Right.
Bears and chefs, very dangerous creatures, really. They will take your young children and turn them into either a meal or a different metaphorical version of that.
So I think it's Chef René. No, it's played by René Auberjonois or whatever. It's Chef Louis on The Little Mermaid. And I think he was the one that kind of normalized eating.
He paved the way for like Ratatouille, other chefery movies.
Yeah, cartoon chefs. Like he had to put aside a lot of his hopes and dreams for his future so that he could do that for Ratatouille. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Lady and the Tramp was another one, an iconic scene.
She was a tramp. She slept around with a lot of dogs.
Yeah, but they were normalizing both tramps and chefs. You know, it was a very cross-cultural exploration.
I don't think you're wrong. I think that really touches on a very deep issue. Like, were the rats even really the focus?
No. Were there even rats in Lady and the Tramp? I don't remember. I'm not sure.
No one will ever know. Well, speaking of Ariel, they've cast Halle Bailey, who is part of Chloe by Halle.
This is a fun one.
And people are, I know.
This is the dress. No, this is the dress of racism. Or it's another one. We've had plenty since Trump, but this is another.
Is it a tuxedo, like, jacket or a dress? Like, I just want to know what we're wearing to this occasion.
I think it's like a sequined long
skirt. Yes, like what Beyonce
wore
to the opening of Lion King. Yeah, something like that.
Yum. And in any event, so I guess it reflects
Not my Ariel. Hashtag bitches.
It's very reflective of the wearer and the people looking at it, both of them, where it's like,
Wait, you changed the color to a different color than what is my skin. I'm offended, not my Earl.
It's interesting you wrote a review about the movie, and yet the review seems to speak about you more than anything. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Set down, beaker of wine. Exactly. First of all, Halle Bailey is freaking stunning as shit. First of all,
I like how she's $1 higher than Halle Berry-ing it.
Halle Bailey?
My name's Halle Bailey.
You're right.
And someone needs to put aside the phrase, I don't mean to be racist, but because it's smoking and popping and I think it's going to melt soon.
No, my God. She is literally, so the funniest thing is, one, it's hilarious that it calls out the racist that they are.
Yeah.
You're racist.
Not to be racist, but black people are inferior. What? I'm just saying.
What? I'm just saying. Not my Ariel. What are you talking about? You can't just rewrite a cartoon story and make it real. Wait. The cartoon story itself.
Mermaids are like real.
Wait, in The Lion King, is it okay that the actors that play them in the real life action motion is they're black?
We need to get
Wait, what? James Earl Jones is black?
We need to get purple octoperson to play Ursula.
If there isn't a purple octoperson, not my Ursula.
Yeah.
I ain't coming for that shit. Don't. I am so white in the middle of America. Don't. Yeah. So anyway, first of all, the funniest thing is, as soon as they cast her, I was like, fucking perfect. First of all, she's extremely talented musically. She is young, beautiful, and she is one of, like, I think 10 humans walking the earth that look like a walking cartoon. She's so perfect.
Well, and I was going to say, like, not only that, if you told me that mermaids were real and then you showed me a picture of her from the waist up and were like, this is one of them, I'd be like, yeah.
No, I loved one of the guys the other day. He's like, okay, this was written by an author and, like, I want to say like Norway or something, who believed in mermaids. And you're right. He thought that mermaids were real. And guess what? People from that country can also be black. It was just so interesting. I'm like, can they though? Don't be stupid. That's literally the stupidest thing on planet Earth. I think she's going to be beautiful. I think she's going to be the most perfect role. And they're like, well, how do you give her red hair? Oh, I don't know. Wigs. It's literally easy. You can do CGI.
Well, no, the whole thing is CGI, I thought. I thought this was going to be another one of those semi-real looking, like the real looking CGI.
Well, it should. It's exactly like whatever Lion King's going to be.
I thought they were doing that with all these. Like they were like animated but real looking animations. So they can make it whatever they want. Exactly. I just saw, and Spreckenzy Witch at the market I just did, like on Wednesday or Saturday, I saw there was a young lady, probably 16 or 17, that my market partner remarked on first, because I try to be a little bit delicate. I don't want to be like a creepy old dude, but I concurred. But she was
that's
like,
"That's a good idea."
She was like, "You're really pretty," and she was. She had like she was obviously mixed race. She had the freckly.
Oh, at the place.
She was a market visitor.
Some of those people
the
are
freckly
so
olive
pretty.
Skin with oh, the crazy fiery red
no.
hair. It was like
Zendaya. Zendaya.
I don't know who the fuck that is. But yeah.
It's the other girl in Spider-Man. She's dating Tom Holland. She's super fashion, whatever. She's in everything.
Yes, though.
She, to me, is like perfection of beauty and fashion, Zendaya. We'll look her up. It's fine.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly. If anyone who looks
Jennifer
like her.
Jennifer Connelly from The Labyrinth and
all that stuff. She's like.
Gosh, she's everything.
Yeah, no, I'm a big Jennifer Connelly fan. She's one swell gal. Before we get off the topic of race.
I do have a hilarious story.
I'll just phrase it that way.
Hilarious.
An historic Laris.
Storks.
I was driving for work, and then I was driving by the Taco Bell.
Driving at work or for work?
Toward work, literally in this case.
Any direction, maybe work.
Northbound on 31, and I see in the turn lane, going southbound in the northbound turn lane, next to me, a pair of cyclists on, we'll just start from the ground up, from the tires were black, but that's normal. I would be
Jason, it kind of sounds racist. I don't want to call you out for it.
Goddamn black tires. I'm over here like slashing all the tires and all the cars. Why are they all black?
Why can't we have white tires? Why is everybody so racist?
Where are the white walls? Where'd the white walls go? That was when tires were nice. Yeah. She's a. I'd do her.
Okay, no. You know what? It's not about sex.
That's a compliment.
Her fashion is more than that.
But that's a compliment. I'd do her dress too, okay?
You would. Wait.
I'm trying to be nice. I don't understand.
Yeah, no, you see. Good. We'll talk about this later.
I'd rather we didn't.
Look how pretty. Yep.
She's really pretty.
Oh, she's so pretty.
And so the tires are black. And then the bikes are also a dark color. I have to assume black because I can see the So the bikes are black.
Oh,
the clothing
so
the people are wearing is black.
Mm-hmm.
And then the skin that people are wearing is also black. Black.
That's like tri-level of shun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I'm done. I'm done with this. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
So good.
Yeah, I saw that, and then I was on my next delivery, and it gave rise to the existential quandary. I was sitting in there like, in this scenario, now, if I were to reprimand these people or talk to them about I'd be like,
I have something
okay,
to
in
say.
This instance, because you're black, you're dumber, but it's not because of the color, because you're black, it's because of the color of your skin, okay? It's the color of your bike, but it's the color of your skin, but it's not because you're black, it's because you're black.
This is way more complicated than
you
I just, think.
You don't
you
get
think.
It. Okay. So if you saw me in the Sahara on a sunny day,
yeah.
And I hadn't turned red yet, I'd be like, it'd be hazardous.
That okay. That white boy.
I better know.
Maker. Yeah.
I better know what's up. Like how or maybe it's good in this. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to be seen. In any event, I know that I'm not seen. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I'm just contextualize. I don't know
I
how.
I know I look clear in the Sahara. Understandably. Yeah.
I could not make this any clearer.
We are so white that we do look clear. You guys don't know because I don't think we've connected enough to make sure that you guys know how clear and white we are. But
the kind
I think
that doesn't take sun kindly.
No, it doesn't. Like, I got burnt over here and it was super owie.
Yeah.
And that was because I used a spray, but here I used a cream. And I'm fine here. I just get more freckles. Eventually they'll make me dark.
Yeah, if you keep spreading,
spikies?
Keep spreading the spread
your
the freck.
Your spikies are better than my
yours
spikies.
Are tiny because you're not.
Wait, no, I am.
There's your spikies.
No, I've never had anyone tell me that I'm not talking loud enough. That's literally never happened in my life.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend
you.
No,
I think I'm actually.
Your spikies
are
bigger. Now it's louder. Everyone settle down.
Everyone,
full-on redhead. He's calm. Bjork is calm. Got a pager. It lets me know if the cats...
Anthony actually has a pager right now for the nuclear facility. They're like, hey, if we need you to be ready and on call, and we are worth billions of dollars, here's your pager. They did. I swear to goodness. There's a pager. Hey, crew such and such is on call. And Anthony's like, not me. And he's like, oh, shoot, I left it in my Kia. There can't be any two phrases wider than that. And he goes back out to his hybrid Kia, and he gets his pager, and it's like, okay, not my crew. But just in case, he may have to report. I don't know. But he does have a pager, and I think that's darling. Pagers are still in use, even if it makes people uncomfortable. It makes them question their existence.
Trying to think of phrases that were wider than that.
That were wider? Or yeah. Whiter?
Whiter.
Or
like,
wider.
Wider. No, I left my chihuahua with my yoga instructor, who is my best friend. Pretty white.
No, there's too many. You cross too many demographics. It's like, I grabbed my Starbucks in my hybrid Kia, checked my pager and then made sure to check my also my flip phone, and I was wearing loafers, like Sperry's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty white.
I was wearing my fourth favorite set of Crocs. The ones for errands.
My fourth favorite set of Crocs. You know what? I was going to transition to Sperry's, but I found out that Crocs were just so freaking darn comfortable.
I found a...
And then they introduced a platform Croc, and I just could not resist.
Yeah, I found a green renewable source of Crocs. So now I can wear them guilt-free.
These are made of sea glass?
These Crocs have zero carbon footprint. Now, really, they have a large...
Zero emissions.
They have a large regular footprint.
Oh, for sure, because I'm huge, because I'm a large man.
I got the wide... Because I have white feet. Because
that's a white thing to say.
I stopped wearing shoes because the city I live in is clean enough to do that. Yeah, I go. There's the white. I go barefoot most of the time. And you're living in a city. That's a white
safe.
Thing to say. Yeah, no,
I feel safe.
No broken glass. The sidewalks are clean twice a day.
Which is the most hilarious thing, because people assume because there's white, like we're not under attack from more white people at all. So Epstein.
No,
please clarify, is he white or black or Mexican or Asian? Well, Epstein?
Isn't he Jewish? Isn't Epstein a Jewish thing, which makes him a different
race? Okay, but does that,
race?
But what yeah, color Jews is his are, skin?
But Jews are like a different thing. They're like three different things all sandwiched together.
Okay, but what color is his skin?
I don't know.
Skin?
I think he really stepped on one that kind of steps on your point there, because I know he's white, but the Jews are recognized.
No, I don't, all, I don't think that.
They're a tribe.
They are a tribe.
The white people, like Russians aren't like... Like, I would say a Russian and a Jew, if you put, it's like, that's two different. Those aren't the same.
I don't know. Epstein is super white, and he made some big mistakes.
He's got really, really curly Jew fro.
Does he?
He's very Jewy.
It looked very gray.
I think he's got a big nose. Yeah, it turns gray.
Well,
what?
I mean, he did some things.
He's old.
He may have messed with some underage kids, and he may have raped some people.
Yeah, he's got the Jew fro going on.
Oh, does he have some ties that, like, circle back to Trump? That's weird.
Some,
I hadn't even thought
spotted,
of it.
Striped ties.
Okay, here's what my mind struggles with. My mind struggles
here
with the fact
that
here
are my mind struggles. Today on Mind Struggles.
We'll have to, like, fix it.
Mean struggling.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's make it here. So what do you mean? What I struggle
well,
with
well, there will
is,
be a German version, you know. It's going to be so popular. Well, mean struggling.
Oh my gosh.
It'll have a lot of strusel.
There are strusels and danishes.
We have a strusel and this drinking contest.
There is something that's very troubling,
we
for
sure.
We
like to drink beer.
These are things that maybe have trouble to us
discuss
people.
Discuss issues and shock the boot.
Also wear the clogs.
Yes.
So what bothers me
drink
is...
Drink this whole crock.
Beer, water, whatever. Red Bull.
It's whatever.
So what bothers me is, like, I get that someone can have so much dysfunction that... Like, they turn themselves into something that's so dark and disgusting, and they use their money for themselves other than good. What bothers me the most is this obviously has to be such a focus of your life, such a focus of your existence. Why is all of it based around sex? Maybe I missed something.
Well,
but,
okay.
Like, people are more than people. They're more than sexual objects. So I get extremely bothered by people who lose it
well,
in this way.
I think that people are born with inclinations that can be guided. But, you know, not everyone, like, this...
I get it, but this is out of control.
Well, no, this excuse
that...
This is
sex trafficking and raping of underage girls.
But the excuse that Republicans always put out that, hey, anybody anybody could be... Like, hey, you don't know, like, everybody's got skeletons. Like, no, not everyone has these skeletons.
Nope, not these. Nope. 100%.
But I understand.
These are so deplorable on
well,
so many
unfortunately,
levels.
I understand more and more, like, because there's more, we've seen this before. So, yeah, the guy's a monster, but I blame society more for just not recognizing this crap ahead of time.
I don't. What I want to know... the psychology behind the lost person. So at some point, this person was accessible. Was it the money? Was it the circumstance? Was it the experience? Because at some point, to him, this became normalized, but then became a focus. So
it became normalized. That's the point. Is the normalization is, I think, the part that I was trying to focus on there for a second.
No, I totally agree. But to me, it's like, it's so, like, okay, one, being a female versus a male. Two, having a daughter, right? I have three boys and I have a girl. So sitting here, like, just thinking about the fact that someone could tailor, like, okay, you have to think about it. So once they've done something so horrific, which I think is beyond reprehensible, I'm sorry, it just is. And then that becomes their focus. And all they have to do is get to the next one. And then violating these people, acting like they don't have feelings, acting like they don't have emotions, and can just recover past this moment just because you have money? Well,
because you're looking, all the characterizations you're saying are about this person, like, they're not just doing exactly what they feel, like, what's in, like... The way that there's...
But they think they can because of money?
No, I think, again, hold on. This is like the fourth time I'm trying to hone in on something a little separate here, and you keep coming back with the same they. There's a thing that happens in nature where evil just kind of exists. Like, not to say that it can't be dealt with or guided, but evil just kind of exists. And
I guess that's scary.
Of the sexually aggressive men in the world, there's a certain percentage that are just going to be psychopathically ill-equipped to stifle themselves. And that's why I say I put the responsibility more on society, because we're talking about the kind of psychopaths who don't even feel. It's not a question of them over acting or pretending or not doing. This is what they are. And for example, or like what makes me know this is, as a human being, and specifically, as you pointed out, a male, I understand that the way a male brain works is it needs something to kind of occupy, a mountain to climb, a thing to focus on and be obsessed by. And this is like the cross-section of that. It's the cross-section of way too much sexual energy, no conscience, and then just the male passion of focusing and being driven.
But that's multifaceted. I think you're giving way too much conscience.
No, this is like the same thing as talking to Lance Bass about his journey through the world. Like, you're just seeing the people who made it through. Like, we're talking about Trump and Epstein because these are the names of... the percentage that they're just
that kind of is.
And as society, we're still failing. Like, for example, Epstein got off, no pun intended, 10 or so years ago.
Yeah, he did.
And all this other stuff. Yeah,
reports have come up. They created a whole party for people to bring a bunch of women, underage or not, and it was just Trump and Epstein.
The Republican Party is out of control, enabling this kind of stuff. So that's systemic to me. Like,
it is systemic. You're absolutely right.
I blame the people who are enabling this for political reasons or cash flow reasons or other stuff, because the psychopath is like a sword that you have to learn how to use or not use. The psychopath, I recognize psychopath and Epstein, and I want them to be brought to justice. But I'm more concerned about the people around them who are supposedly functioning adults who aren't doing their job.
Right, the people that are given, like, the authority and are given the free pass to, you're fine. And that's what I loved, that when the story broke, they're like, we're more concerned about who's involved. I'm like, yeah, the fuck we are more concerned about who's involved.
Exactly, who enabled all of it. Enablers.
Absolutely. And, I don't think that that's not a factor. I guess what I come at is from the counter perspective of, I always look at people. I'm always super patient with friends. I'm super patient with relationships. I'm super patient with people. And people are like, why are you so patient? I'm patient because I know that at the root something went wrong. Something that they didn't ask for. A life of whatever they experienced that they didn't ask for.
Yeah.
So what went wrong in this person in the dysfunction that led them to this, like, this train of existence of destruction? Like, I'm sorry, what he did is destructive. A cross path ever be, like,
absolutely,
that cannot be recompensed whatsoever.
He needs to answer for his crimes, for sure.
And I'm so scared that he won't. I'm so scared that he won't because of the people behind him. That's absolutely terrifying.
This whole ring of people, they're all, like, that's the thing, that's how it's gone on so long. We're learning, it's kind of like the Me Too movement, but,
it
like,
is.
The sequel to it, because we're finding out
It's a sequel. You're right. Like, absolutely. This is the sequel. That's what I was thinking about earlier. I'm like, Me Too, and now this. Like, we're talking about the fact that, like, in Seattle, Los Angeles, Kansas City, New York, Indianapolis, we've got these huge hubs of sex traffickers, right? Mm-hmm. And it's sitting here saying, like, parents like me who are worried about their own children who can't even leave the home without, where are you? Like, there was a girl the other day at McDonald's. She had somewhat of learning disabilities, but she could hold down a job at McDonald's. She had a debit card, but didn't have cash on her and didn't have a cell phone. She wasn't able to be tracked for like 2 or 3 days. They finally found her. But it's like, you know, something happened. How do you not have a cell phone nowadays? Like, you have got to keep track. I'm sorry. The parents who are being completely overprotective, you're not wrong. Not wrong nowadays. Yep. There is way too much, because the difference, people are like, what's the difference between now and then? Then they didn't have a network. They didn't have a way to connect. Now they have it. And Epstein is like the prime example of it. Not only does he have the access, but he has the money and he has the influence.
Well, and sadly,
and then we have Trump roped in with it, and people are going to explain that away too.
I hate to paint a dark picture, but they have
no. It's dark.
They have the energy too.
They
Unfortunately,
do.
Dark energy is very potent, and these dudes like imagine like I think it was Adam Carolla. It's a it's a bit of a perverted thought, but it's a good one to think about.
At least
about
you have clarity.
No, because you have to think about how motivated does one of these sick child traffickers have to be, who not the traffickers really, actually the indulgers have to be, to seek, like, in a world where you will be brutally stabbed or killed in prison because even prisoners look down upon it. How motivated do you have to be to do it? Like, they absolutely are.
But that's what I'm saying.
They have
the
so much energy
of it,
it.
Like, they're, terrifies me.
Like, the weird thing is, a pedophile is way more of a pedophile than, like, a regular straight dude is straight.
Right.
They have way more sexual energy than a regular straight guy.
And then too, like, what is it that drove them to, like to me, in the psychoses, there's something then that in it that breaks. There's something that has to snap. There's something that has to break that puts you over that level. Because I think up until a point, they have to have a conscience. Like, I believe so much in people. I believe so much in existence. Like, okay, so I read this Humans of New York thing on Instagram. And this guy said, every day from the day I woke up, since my mom died, I was tortured from, like, multiple years. My dad, for no reason, would break down the door, physical, emotional, whatever, would torture me. And he says, I am black, black, black inside. I started with birds. I moved on to cats. One time, a homeless person, a druggie, was sleeping under the bridge, and I lit them on fire. And I was happy because I put my darkness from the inside to the outside. Mm-hmm. And so it's so sad that there are people with this kind of dysfunction walking around, no help, no guidance. But the fact that it's true. We all have this, like, sense of human that can be stricken from within us. That makes me sad. Sad for humanity.
I think that everything being a spectrum, if we're going to be honest, everything's a spectrum everyone's on a spectrum. Yep. I think that there's an end to spectra where we need to start recognizing that they're like dead zones where people I agree with you for the most part. Most people are born with a chance for redemption, even if they're born even like people, we're wired like our adults. So even if your wiring is from your parents and it's fucked up wiring, but I think that there are the unsavable or what you would look at. Like, there's just like nature tries everything out, and sometimes you cross the wiring in a way that it's just
darkness. Like, people and humans can.
But
go
I
so
still
dark.
Think that if we recognize that for what it is and keep it from, like, it's kind of like how early can you stop it from becoming the terrible version of itself?
Right.
I think even those people, maybe you could figure out a way of dealing with them so they're not given a chance. Like, I don't know what those
To unleash.
But there's some people who will not function in society because nature is such a wide range of possibilities. Because
it's
trial
like reaching
and error.
That person is so like on the like you're saying, like an extended spectrum. Yeah. Like, it's hard to reach that person, and are they even reachable? Differentiation
extends also into the issue of like abortive rights and things like that, because we have physical malformations that we're able to detect early on now, and now we have to really ask. I wish the discussion could be more honest, because we really do have to ask how moral it is to bring a fetus that's going to have a tough life into the world, especially to like maybe a the first time mother who could really save her womb for try number two in just a scientific sense. So I don't know. There's a lot of.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm obviously, you know me, I'm going to be on the opposite end of that. And I know that God doesn't make mistakes, things like that. I do believe that every child has a chance, yada, yada. In that same breath, I believe in choice, because I'm not in that situation. I don't believe that I, let alone a room full of males in the Senate or Congress or whatever.
A bunch of white old dudes.
It's
crusty.
A bunch of white, crusty old dudes. No females in presence. Those memes are hysterical.
They are.
And
sad.
Yet hauntingly real. That those are the people who are telling you what you should do with your body. I think it's situation by situation, and you should leave it to the state and regional professionals.
Should definitely at least agree on that. Like, I think
100%.
We can all agree
I don't
on
think
that.
Anybody can disagree on that. It's literally like taxes. You don't know what your state or region or town need except for talking to the people who actually live there.
Yeah.
So that's exactly it. It's like, for the people who live there, and the people who are...
It only moves.
Yeah, no, this microphone.
You can swivel it.
Yeah, it's fine. But who am I to say, and who are they to say? The funny thing is, I have more of a say than they should say.
Oh, yeah.
Being a female with reproductive rights, having had 4 kids by now.
I feel like there's enough lady doctors and lady professionals now. We should probably just listen to them.
Damn straight. But that's
like
what's
back
funny.
In the day, you know, maybe back in the pre-1950s, before they got to the book learning so much.
Like, before they had the internet.
Yeah, before we gave women access to the internet in 2012.
Wait, can you vote? Do you know how to internet?
This is called a keyboard. Now, do you know how to use it?
Do you know, though?
Have you been told about this? It's not a weapon.
Honey, you need to put those ticky ticks down.
Stop trying to sew, okay? It's not,
stop
that's
it.
Not what we're
this
doing.
This ain't a machine.
No, your hands
how
have muscle memory.
How did you just type asshole? Oh, I see what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. You're very adept. Okay. That's hilarious. All right, take it away from
that
me.
That is funny. Get take away it away. Computer. I'm going to give her another 20 years to work this shit out.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do think it's quite funny. Like, okay, so we have AOC, whatever her name, I forget. That's her name.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has too many syllables in her silly name.
She does too many syllables in her salalam.
Yeah.
Even that's too many for me. And I live to a life of excess,
she
okay?
could be like Alex Cortez or Alex Alex OC. Yeah, she needs a cooler...
Just be AOC. Okay, so AOC...
Don't tell anybody, but the artist formerly known as AOC.
Yes, precisely so.
There we go.
So what bothers me is that people are so quick to demonize someone who's coming at you and coming at your beliefs. So it's easy to pick one person who is politically understood and politically driven to challenge your ideals, and then to so quickly demonize, and you can run a bunch of false stories. And hilariously, as easily as Trump has got elected, those people are like, oh, let me spread some false hate and false this and false that. And it's like, you don't have the full story. Guess what? I hate to break it to you. Your memes aren't correct.
People learned nothing from 2016. I mean,
no, they learned nothing.
All of Trump's base are like intent not to learn anything. They've actually
been
challenged not to.
No, that's actually, I think they,
to.
You're right. They feel absolutely.
And they've stepped up to the challenge like, oh hell yeah.
Oh, you want to think I can't?
I have been barbecuing all morning for this.
I bought the barbecue candle from Yankee Candle so that my man cave, it's a trash hole, smells like a barbecue.
Yeah.
I came to slay all day, whatever that means.
It's a barbecue-scented holy Bible. It's like the Bible BBQ.
I have grilled it so hard.
Yes.
I grilled the Bible, actually. It smells like burnt leather and a few verses missing. But I follow Jesus.
Yeah. I think I've said it aloud on here. This is like the record of random things. Of
I can't wait till we get found out because people are going to be like, these bitches called it.
Oh.
These bitches.
Oh, snap.
And I'm one of those and you're the other one.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I feel very bitchy.
I don't
think
Jurek gets to be included because
he's
I don't think he said enough.
He's a regular participant, really.
No, he doesn't. He just swishes his tail the most.
We'll give him about like a 5% cut, but he's not definitely not bitch status.
He has a better belly than either you or I have, but
I got some pictures.
That's agreeable.
I mean, if we're talking about of all time, but...
He's contributed a little.
Of when I was both like 5 and 25.
Also Bjork. Okay. No.
Is that the internet is a big pile of dumb pages that you keep looking through. Now they're little like pages that someone cut up into little squares.
Yeah,
that
they cut up
sizes.
Like, so that it like fits nicely into your mouth. Like, here's a little airplane.
Yeah, so you've got all these little pieces of paper. I don't want to. I don't want it. No.
You did when mom was feeding you.
She did that?
Yep.
I don't
I'm
remember.
Sure she did. She's so cute.
I think you're making that up.
You were so negative. You're like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's how I feel like I
you're
would
like,
be.
You're mm-hmm. like...
Just because someone wanted me to do something, I'd be like, no.
JC, no eat.
See, that's what I mean. I was born with that instinct. No one taught me
oh,
that.
Oh, we know.
Okay.
Okay,
so like a
Roscoe,
serial killer
we
crazy
know.
Person, I'm basically like...
You're not like them. You are
no,
so compassionate.
No,
you
I'm not,
can't
no,
be
I'm,
like...
No, so I'm not like them. I'm saying that there are spectrums, and I'm really high on that spectrum.
You are.
I'm just
you're high. high all the time on every spectrum.
That was when I was later in my 20s, to be honest. But
gosh, even though you didn't really know no better, you still had a conscience.
That's
it's
what I'm talking
so
about.
Annoying. Like,
yeah,
you can't
that's
even
what
track
I mean.
You.
Some, I don't even, you know, I got it all. I got something. You got it hardwired. Now Roscoe does too. Good luck with that.
Roscoe's doing great. He has a lot of compassion and he's very kind. But goodness me, the anger.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
Oh,
darling.
When he gets some testosterone in there, you're screwed.
Oh, come to the party tomorrow. You'll see all of it. It's the
Woo-wee.
Best. Woo-wee. Oh, testosterone? No.
Yeah, puberty is going to not.
No, that's all right.
It's going to be fun.
No, JK Lowell.
Wait, no, the opposite. What's the opposite of fun? Not
What's
fun.
The opposite of fun? You're right.
Yeah, not fun.
We should trademark that. Not fun.
Should let people not apply it to the presidency or whatever you'd like. What was I saying?
Yeah, who the hell knows? Well, we were talking about how unrelatable Trump supporters are and how wrong they were in 2016, how right we were. I don't know how to circle that back around.
Okay. I'm halfway through my point. I got to make this point.
Yeah, no, please.
The internet needs to be visualized. It needs to be weighted. It needs to be... We basically think of it like a landscape that you can fly over. If this would basically be the beginnings of a physical internet that you could interact with in a virtual overlay way where Twitter would look like a mountain range and you could see which mountain, like a shifting mountainscape, you could see which mountains were higher.
So giving it like topographical maps of internet.
Yeah, you
so
could
not
represent
just
it as,
like visual. We're
or
talking
you could represent
like,
it as a city. People would come up with all different ways of basically navigating the bigger or
like
the taller.
Portland
or the
would be so low because they poop in the streets.
Yeah.
That's
Probably
not offensive. That's just something I've personally
Portland.
Experienced. Duh. But their donuts are unreal, even though I can't have gluten.
Yeah, that's why we keep them
I
around.
Had them before I couldn't have gluten.
Now I can have all the donuts.
Shit. I want all the donuts. The other day, I thought
I'll have
I,
what she's not having.
That's literally Anthony at every restaurant. Yeah. I'll take her gluten. Ha ha ha, dad joke.
Har, shut up.
Hardy har fuck.
Keep some brass knuckles around just in case you get wise cracks.
I keep my kitty cat equalizer.
Yeah,
thank
good
you
luck
very
enjoying
much.
That gluten without any teeth.
I will punch you in the temple. I'm sorry
I
you're
beat the
out.
Crap out of all you family members if I need to.
Come at me, please. I want you to. Like,
come on,
I'm
like,
literally
really?
Waiting on the edge. I'm ovulating right now. I am so tense.
It's like, hey.
Please.
Wyatt, make a move. I want you to make a move.
Oh, shoot. I've actually said that. Wait, what time is that? Like, I'm like, Wyatt, please come at me. I want you to.
To be fair, he's got that make a move kind of face. He's like, ah, I'm going to straighten that.
He gives those jawlines and he like serves face and he's just like.
It's like.
And I'm just like, please, no, I want you to. I want to equalize you at this moment. The other day it was so funny because he tried to come at Grandma Sherry and I was just like, I just sat back. I'm like, please, no, I love this. And Grandma's like, I'm getting old and I don't care. And she just starts lighting into him. And he did like 5 infractions within the first 2 hours of her being home. And he tried to argue. And I was like, this is fun. Your birthday's coming up and all your gifts are on the line. No, please go ahead. Continue.
Speaking of gifts, is he, what? I know he's taller than me, but is he similar in at least carriage above the waist that he could, I've got a leather jacket. I don't want.
He just bought a leather jacket. He loves leather jackets.
That sleeve sticking out right there.
He loves leather.
Is
no,
I
he
never
is
wear
it.
Leather.
You know,
isn't my deal.
I thought it was. You looked really cool in leather.
I don't like. Well, I don't
Why?
Because like I don't like it.
Are you too natural? Are you scared about? Are you sad about the cow that?
No,
died?
It's not. It's flashy. Everyone thinks you got off a motorcycle, or they think it looks like you want attention.
You can say I just left it down the road. Like
I don't
own
want
that.
To look.
Oh.
No, I don't want to look like I got off a motorcycle. I don't want any kind of attention that leather gives. It's like, oh man,
Nothing?
That guy put on a leather jacket.
Just
or
bring
he
it
owns
to him for
motorcycle.
His birthday and put it like
at
add
the most,
some cat hair. Like, make it look like you didn't care, like, the most.
Totally.
And then be like,
I'll wrap it in cat hair.
I heard you wanted a leather jacket.
No, I'll show up with it slung over my shoulder, like, hey, what's up, Wyatt?
Hey, do you want
this? Hey, and then, no, I'll be like, and then on the way out, I'll still have it slung over my shoulder, like, hey, catch. And then I'll throw it, and it, like, totally land in some other direction.
Yeah, lands, like, in front of his feet, and
then
the cat hair.
And then, like, pick it up and be like, thanks, I guess.
Hey, if he doesn't want... Or
somebody can
fit.
Have that thing.
Ever can have it.
It'll
ever,
grow into
okay,
and then out
so
of it.
So when we bought Wyatt his leather jacket.
One of them will end up being this size and shape, right? They can have it. Whichever one lands right here must be this
no,
shape.
No, listen
to
my
wear.
Story. It's literally Everett. Okay, so yesterday, I shit you not, I'm like a little bit upset / excited.
Upsided.
Upsided. Upboat. Wyatt got a leather jacket yesterday. Because you really wanted one because we watched
Man,
Brooklyn
my timing
Nine-Nine.
Is the worst.
No, it's hysterical. You're literally one day late on everything.
Stupid.
It's embarrassing. So, but we're like, I was like, Anthony always had a leather jacket, which I loved. He had his Notre Dame, and then he has really fancy, and then he got the even fancier one. He's always had a leather jacket. So I think it's so cool that Wyatt ends up having like a leather jacket that's his own. It's got a hoodie attached to it, whatever. And I was like, Jason looked really good in leather jacket. I was like, worst case scenario, Everett will love it. So the fact that now you have one available, Everett can have a leather jacket, and everybody can have leather, and yes, all the cows like, died.
Yeah. When it rains, your jacket.
Ain't that the saying?
Yeah,
ain't
that is
the truth.
As Gramps
so,
used to say.
What did we say we were going to do with your ducks? Because ducts, D-U-C-T-S.
Nothing. Oh, we were going to make them look like alien
like
snakes
the
with their
worms,
heads cut
yeah.
off.
Because the air that comes out of that one is pretty spectacular. Is that the one that you should, could you like redirect that by your bed and then not like not be super like,
but
are you
fan,
hot at night?
The fan is enough. That stupid little fan, that's pretty good.
That stupid fan. Well, at our house, we've been graced with air conditioning
with,
on all three
with a
levels.
A golden retriever named Gracie.
Oh, yeah. Gracie Nugget. Okay, so my poodles. Okay, so we know Bobby, Ricky Bobby.
I just watched Talladega Nights like two nights ago.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So you see where we got the names, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, man, I already knew.
Yeah, you know.
But it's always good to, you know, a few times a year.
You
got to
reiterate how badass your dogs are. My favorite is in public. People are like, they like take them a second, but they're super excited about the fact
you should,
that
if you should have named your cats Shake and Bake. That would have been awesome.
Well, we got the rename poodles them. Later.
Well, rename your cats.
So Najee and Axel, that's kind of set in stone, and it has no movie reference whatsoever.
Well, that's the problem. That's why they don't know what they're called. Probably.
I appreciate your input, but I'm going to reject
it,
that.
You know,
you.
It, yeah, well, exactly. It doesn't sound like you appreciated it at all, so.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Great.
Sorry, not sorry.
The truth comes out.
I'm going to put that
ugly.
On Instagram because you're never on there anyway. Wait, are you on Instagram? Are you only on Twitter now?
I think
like,
so.
Like, I know you're not on Facebook. But do you not Instagram at all? Like, you could literally have a page exclusively dedicated to your computers and
well,
your cats, and people would follow
the,
it.
Is that the one that you can only take pictures with your phone? I don't understand. There's one.
No, where, you can post from Instagram from anything, from your camera roll.
Okay, which one is it that does that? Because there's one that I joined, and I couldn't post anything from my computer, and it pissed me off.
Oh, you should be able to do that from Instagram. I had to rechange my password recently. I was like, I think I'm getting hacked. Boop, 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 boop. New password.
Yep, take that, Koreans, or whoever it is
I'm
today.
I'm sure it's the Russians.
Korean subcontractors most likely hired by the Chinese, Russian,
Trump.
Latvian mafia.
Yes. We had a Latvian exchange student, and he was pretty great. He sung beautifully.
I think those, I wonder if before they huddled up and they were like, let's all make up a bunch of shit about our country, but how we're like nice. And then they came over
but
here.
They were so nice.
I know,
they
really sold it. That's
were.
Why I said they probably huddled.
Remember when they did that whole like musical number with all with like clicks yep. and sounds? It wasn't
fucking
any like
assholes.
Singing.
White people stealing more
fucking
black.
Fucking assholes. They were
more,
so good.
No, more black people's music. You know, it's a tribal clicking.
Was it like clicking rap? You're right. But like white people in Latvia.
Yeah.
What was his name?
They probably,
I don't know.
Latvian.
That wasn't his name.
It wasn't?
No.
You're confident of that?
No,
I'm sure
that
was,
the country. Yeah, no, I know.
Well.
Whatever.
Doubt it. But they probably toured through Africa and ripped that right off. They killed the whole tribe.
I'm sure they did like the Sherry Silver, like. Blah, blah, yeah. Blah,
bunch
blah.
Of sick, sadistic international. Mass murderers.
Why are you so fucking cool at this?
Yeah.
You're white.
Yeah, we're lucky we were white. Otherwise, they would have stolen our culture and moved
yeah,
on
probably.
Also.
In Indy. You stole our culture.
That's why they came by. They're like, Indiana. It must be like India. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably the same.
We'll light them up. And then
those
when they got,
people don't
like,
even know.
When they got off the plane, that was when they all realized, like, oh, like if you didn't know, if you noticed, that kind of looked like they just saw a ghost, but we just thought it was jet lag.
It's literally our skin. I'm sorry. It looks like a ghost.
Well, they're
like,
all just adjusting their
plan. Why do I have to look gaunt? Like, it's not. This
it's
wasn't
like,
my choice.
No, it wasn't. We weren't going to cannibalize you and take all your stuff.
I mean, now we will because I'm kind of hungry.
We'll super, like, we'll just, like, make up this clicky thing. And, yeah, we sing.
I don't know. Okay,
choir.
I don't know if Dad was allowed to have his video recording equipment within the church at the time, but that was one of the most spectacular. Like, I literally remember
Latvian walked up and took it out of his hands and threw it on the ground and it broke it. It's like, no filming, old man.
John, no.
They're very strict about the, they're like Tool with the no filming policy. They'll take
I would be too. I mean, when you're stealing a lot of ideas away from black people, you should probably be more careful.
Yeah, you want to cover your tracks.
Yeah.
Pretty good about that.
I've always been that way.
You always got to have an exit strategy, no matter which country you're in.
I think that's true. I have an exit strategy even now.
Seems like.
I don't know how to execute it, but I have it.
Right.
Like,
obviously.
I know you have a balcony, but there's no... Do you even have a fire escape on your balcony?
The two fire escapes attached to my hips right here.
Oh, shit. Maybe you should talk to your landlords.
Yeah.
About getting a safe fire escape sliding. Like, even in New York City, they even have things. Like, I get that there used to be a ladder and now there's not, but you should have at least, like, the extendy ladder. Your landlords are mom and dad, and you don't have one. So do they actually care about you? Or do they care more about
you? I'm not sure. Ask them. No.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. No, I'll just throw all my cats in the trash cans down there, then shimmy down one of the legs of the balcony. That's my plan. Like, I threw you know, one of them got a bird.
What?
I don't know if it was I found a bird.
Shoot.
A whole non-decapitated bird sitting in front of my bathroom. And I'm like, you must be the dumbest motherfucking bird on the planet. You got within range of these motherfuckers.
They can't even go anywhere, you dumb bird.
He was probably the coolest bird. He just pushed it a little bit too far
He's
one
like,
day.
Fucking watch this.
It's like, watch this, babe. And it's like, it got snatched.
Kurt,
like,
the bird.
No, Kurt, not. No.
Kurt, no. I loved you for at least 3 weeks.
The big bird football game was on the line.
No, it was for college.
It was, you weren't going to bird college. It's like bigger than a birdhouse. Got a lot more doors and little holes,
and it's got a box that talks about the field. I thought you were going to be a success.
Yeah.
Kurt, no,
it's a terrible waste of a bird brain, and which in this case is flattering.
It's bigger than other birds.
Yeah, it's a very fine bird brain. It was.
Well, what I was trying to get to was the fact that not only has Birk has put on the most weight and turned into the fattest cat ever,
he's big,
but he is the pinkest toe beans. Oh, goodness, Papa. How do you resist those toe beans?
Oh, I don't know.
I would touch those squishy toe beans the most. He is the friendliest, fattest. He's like...
Yeah.
What would you call that? Is that like a... That was a lot like King, but with like a white belly and then pink toe beans.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't name cats.
Like, he is literally serving so much love and vibe right now. His girth left to right is...
Yeah.
So
He's
much.
He's wider than Little Lady is long, I'm pretty sure.
But look at him. He's like, I don't fucking care.
No, the really funny one. I don't
Little
know
lady's right behind you. No, Telemare and Hendrix are not about
hiding.
This life.
Here,
oh, yeah, they're hiding right there. I know. I saw them. They think I didn't see them, but I saw. One of them's in your guitar.
Sneaky snakes.
Sneaky snakes. They're in your guitar. You should probably check it out before you leave, before you play, maybe.
Yeah, like just shake the cats out of there.
What? Who sprayed your cabinet,
Alan?
Alan!
Obviously, Alan did.
Wait, did he really? Here?
I guess.
Or like another time?
I don't know. It was there.
Did you just find this out?
No, you just found this out.
Alan!
You're the one catching up. No, Hendrix, he is the silly bear where, let me see if I can, in real time.
They really do hide. Like, I think they're...
Well, there's beer cheese in it really good.
Your cats are hiding well.
Look at
Birk,
this.
That's my chair.
Look at this one of
Birk. Meow, you're so
I was
bad.
Looking for one of Hendrix like that. He was
asleep.
He was
like a belly spot.
He was asleep. He wasn't cheesing it. That was him sleeping.
He sends some super cheese. It's pretty fresh. Not going to lie. NGL.
Yeah.
Find
Hendrix.
Birkus, are you better here without Birk the... Wait, Birkus, who's the one that left?
Helix.
Helix.
Here's a side saddle. It's not the full on.
No.
But a lot of times.
The white paws?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Oh,
Hendrix.
You're sending out the vines?
Hendrix will be doing the full on belly just flop open where you just walk up and you just
Are
see
you
a cat,
serious?
Big fluffy cat just like this.
And that is the most vulnerable any pussy has ever been in front of you.
And then, he looks at you like. What? Do something about it.
Do you want to touch my tum-tums?
Yeah, and then when you do, he's like, he's not a cat that, like, he reacts like, okay.
He's like, I already consented.
Yeah, like a lot of cats, they change as soon as you do it, and he's not. He's like, yeah, no, give it some good rubs.
Birkus is, like, allowing this. He doesn't even know me good.
No, Bjork is a pretty friendly character.
He's so sweet.
For everybody only listening to and not somehow omnisciently watching
this
podcast.
Can you not pet this cat right now?
There's Bjork's lying on my bed.
He is sending out the vibe.
Yeah, he's being very friendly.
He's got the little tippy taps of the tip of his tail.
Yeah, he's doing that. He's being as flirty as a cat can be.
Yeah.
It's platonic, but...
No, it is platonic. I can read that vibe.
Not getting any sexual energy on him.
He's got his green eyes. Yeah, I was going to post a picture on Instagram because I've got Wyatt, Everett, and Roscoe, and then, like, Bjork, and I'm like, Kinsley finally turned into a cat. Like, it looks like all my kids, and Bjork is Kinsley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens. She's nicknamed Kitty.
Meow, meow.
It happens.
I mean, that's a really... Oh, my goodness. If anybody knows and loves cats, he is sending out 17 vibes of precious.
Yeah, you can probably sense it through the microphones here. It's picking
you
up on it.
No, I guess you don't love cats. Literally, go fuck yourself and don't listen anymore.
Yeah, go fuck yourself to death if you don't like cats.
To death.
That's where you should go. You'll like it better.
I know. So earlier, who did I have? I had Mom and Wyatt, and we went shopping yesterday for Wyatt for his birthday because, you know, Mom likes to be the practical grandma. So Grandma Sherry buys him the cool, fun, exciting, whatever gifts. But Grandma Monkey buys him, like, practical. Do you want some new shoes or some pants? Things you can wear to school? Things you can wear to school.
Some school shoes.
I
could use some new school shoes.
You probably could for school there.
I should go back to school shopping and be like, can I get this
Mom,
pipe?
I'm going back to school.
I like need a bong for school.
And then after you get it, you're like, Mom, I dropped out. Don't you know me?
Yeah, no, like, I thought you knew.
Anyway, I was bringing up something and I was just like, you know what? You can go have sex with yourself. And then
no,
I'm like, Mom,
the internet.
Do you get what I'm saying? And Wyatt laughs and I'm like, Mom, I didn't say fuck. And Wyatt's like, what is happening? And Grandma's like,
yeah, at what age is it appropriate to get your nephew a fleshlight for a birthday present?
A flashlight?
Fleshlight.
Fleshlight?
Yeah, it's a flashlight you have sex with.
That's disgusting. Don't do that. Literally don't.
No, that's what I'm asking. No,
it's
I think
never an appropriate age. Please do not.
I'm the kind of person who's like, if you've got sexual
appliances.
No,
we know. Save that for your own kids.
No, okay. Can I say things before you interrupt me?
I don't know. I'm said fleshlights.
No, I'm the kind of person who's grossed out by sexual appliances, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
That's why it's a joke.
Oh. I do like that you clarified, because I did
apparently
judge you.
Apparently, I had to.
No, you're right. No, you did. Yeah. That
Not
was
that
terrifying.
Much of a gross person. It's just the world is what's gross.
Yeah, you're right. Epstein?
I just don't filter it.
Hashtag Epstein.
My filter's clogged, so I just moved it. I got it out of the way.
No, I moved it too far. You're right.
It's like... It's like, no, the filter's clogged, but the air conditioning's working. Yeah, I know.
I did feel hot.
No, it's working. No, it's fine. It should be again. It's cold, but the air is moving through it unhindered, filterless. As I put the filter off to the side, I'm actually shaking it over to my balcony near an elementary school. It's kind of really...
You should probably put your penis away while you shake that filter.
No, hey, you know, I should probably close my robe, which is what you should say, but I shouldn't because I'm on my balcony and this is America.
I'm on my balcony with my LED lights.
And this is my junk and my filter.
I'm not going to put it in no trunk.
What part of unfiltered do you not understand, kids? I'm teaching you all a lesson.
Anatomical
and intersocial. And
shoot.
Interracial.
It's true. It's nothing to do with race.
No. Not all the time, but it
not
will.
Not every time, but this time.
This time, today, playing the race card.
Would you like to look at him? He is white.
Three-card race, racial Monty. Trick is, no card is the right card.
He's hooded. How awkward for you.
Yeah. It just happened to be raining, and this is the only hood I had. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, was I supposed to let my hair get wet?
The funniest thing is, like, you talk about all this stuff, and then I look over at Everett, and I'm like, oh my god, your legs and your leg hair look exactly like Uncle Jason. I'm like, are you going to be him?
Oh god, I hope
no.
No,
everyone
I don't think
hopes
that,
not.
I think it's
we
one
pray
of those,
for a lot of things.
It's one of those things, like, where there's just not, like, there's this world, this consciousness ain't big enough for the two of us. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna
one
be.
One of us can only.
Someone's gonna have to Highlander me out of here if they wanna take my spot.
Yeah, Everett's not prepared to do that. He's too nice. He's so sweet.
I'm gonna buy a matching set of swords and mount them on my wall for that reason and just like the word Highlander, kind of like a label. Not like, Not like prominently, like yeah. so that you can see it, but so that if you look closely, you understand the categorization.
Oh, you get it. You've been categorized.
Like Highlander. Okay, it's like, so what's that for? It's like, well, obviously, it's if I meet my equal and we have to engage in moral combat.
I don't think Abbott's your equal because he's so nice. Like, you're nice, but he's, like, way
nice. For his sake, you better hope so, because being nice isn't going to win him any sword fights.
No, it's not. Wait, what?
What do you think the Highlander swords are? Yes.
Okay.
Not gigantic dildos or something. We already went over this.
We went over this. I just need to clarify.
The name's Johnson, Claymore Johnson. No, it's Clay Dashmore Johnson. It's got two first names.
Dashmore. Oh, yeah. That's so good. No, it is weird. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like literally that leather jacket or anything could fit Everett because he is like Roscoe is dad's.
Put some shoulders
like,
on.
Body sake, right?
Until they fill out.
Everett is your body sake, right? He's like your next gen. And then Wyatt is built exactly like Anthony. So every man in my life now has like a replica. So
and Roscoe is built like Bjork.
No, Roscoe's built like dad.
Oh, whatever.
No, literally, he even has
he even has
a little lines.
Look at those forearms. You know, it's pretty.
Oh,
it's
wow, got a pretty he gymnastic is flexing kind of hard. I mean, he's licking his forearms, but
just like dad.
Does he ever cough up hairballs? Dad licks them.
You haven't seen. Well, as a kid, I was in the bathroom all the time. I saw dad takes showers. I was like,
yeah, and he like licks his arms.
Usually
he's
that
like, he turns on the water, so he sounds real. But like he's just like.
I mean, he uses the water. You know, he's not as flexible as he used to be.
I love my kid.
Just like that. Licking his shoulder.
I love it when cats like try to lick their shoulder. Like, no, I got it.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
I like when cats try to play it off like their whole mouth isn't full of butthole-flavored fur when they're cleaning their anus. This is like sitting there.
No, this is the best kind.
No, this is how nature intended. You tell me God doesn't make mistakes. That is a problem. That is not right.
Well, like Najee
intelligent
and Axe,
design.
Like, so today I laid on the bed and I was like, oh my gosh. I laid downstairs. I laid on my back and I was like this. And I was just like, hey, buddy. And she's like. And then she turns around, sits her butt right next to my face. And I'm like, you smell like asshole and poop. And she's like, did you miss me?
Yeah,
like,
no, she's trying to get you a good whiff.
Yeah, she's like, is this my best? It's not. And I'll tell you that right, meow.
And really, again, that's another societal, systemic issue in cat culture this time. I blame the other cats for responding positively to that sort of initial contact. It really normalizes anal culture.
No, I pushed her away.
Yeah.
I said, no, get your butt away from my face.
Me number two. Something.
I probably should have washed her butt. She just yells at me.
Yeah.
I take a baby wipe and I'm like, you're a baby. And then she like yells and stuff.
I combed a big clot of fur out of Hendrix earlier tonight.
Did you really?
Probably felt good for him. He seemed like he liked it.
I got this really cool detangling tool for my poodles. It's like this really cool, like, four claw looking thing, but it's really small. And it can help you get the, like, the tangles out, but it makes them look super floofy.
There's a white phrase. Fetch my poodle detangler, please. Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Wyatt phrases.
Please fetch my poodle detangler.
It's behind the juicer. My poodle detangler is behind the juicer.
Okay, oddly enough.
Next to the oilless deep fryer. It's in between
the
two.
No, that's different. I have an oil fryer.
White
it's
phrases.
You're right.
Yeah. It's all very
please,
white.
Please, get this for my poodle.
Yeah, my poodle's very tangled.
But what if, like, I told the kids, I was like, if something happens to all our pets, what if we end up getting a black miniature poodle?
I don't know, what's the temper, what's the lifespan look like on those things? What, 5 years, something like that? They probably suffocate to
sure.
death.
Sure. Oh, suffocate.
That's probably not natural.
I rolled over on my oodle again.
It's like, it's adorable. It's suffering greatly every day, but it's really cute for
about
5 years.
Oh my gosh, we
watched
that Adam Ruins Everything about, like, dog breeds and all the ways that are, like, nasty and disgusting and horrible.
Don't show that to your kids until they're
No, they did.
Teens.
No, well, no, Wyatt never have watched it, but Kinsey and Roscoe,
little kids probably can't handle it. Like, no, humans are monsters.
No, we pretty much are.
We're mutatious. We twist nature into a horrible
especially
absurdity.
Frenchies and bulldogs and, like, pugs. Kinsley wants a pug so bad.
As
I'm
a
like,
pizza
Kinsley,
delivery professional, I am intimately aware of how terrible those little dogs are. The answer, you can hear them behind the door, and you can just hear them. Just like, ugh. It's like that thing sounds like
I don't think it's okay.
This is it when it's excited.
No, I know. That's terrifying. So you don't ever want to get your dog excited. Like, they're gonna die. So, like, they did, like, a scan, like an x-ray on the side frame of, like, say, a pug. And their jaw and, like, the messed upness.
Yeah, it's a good thing we feed them soft food because they probably couldn't actually chew anything if they had to.
That's like Sarah with Mona, her exotic short hair. She puts the food down and she just like guesses. She's like, she has no nose and she just like
mashes her stupid
food.
Inbred face.
Well,
into
we were wondering why there was so much extra food all over the place. And I was like, Sarah, I will buy you a glass table just so we can record underneath when she eats. Yeah. Get her a glass bowl on a glass table, and I just want to see how she, like, mashes her face into
I'm
it.
I'm definitely, like, a mutt kind of, like, if I had a dog, I'd want to get, like, one of those. I'd want to get, I would,
you'll never
would
get
breed,
a dog. You're not a
no,
dog.
No, I would get a dog if I could breed a dingo with
a dingo.
An American wolf. Yeah, get a ding wolf or wolfo.
Ding
wolf. Oh, man, his name would be Wolfo. I would just call him Wolfo because that's what he is, and it just, he'd look like it. He'd be, like, all sleek, but have, like, tufts of coarse hair.
So, basically, like, Game of Thrones.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Be some crazy-ass-looking sleek wolf. It would be awesome. With pointy-er ears.
Pointy-er.
Yeah.
What if you could get, like, a wolf cat?
I was thinking that too. Like, one of the ones, what's the ones that have the crazy long things on their ears? I would get that.
Yeah, like a boing.
Yeah, I would add that to my wolfo.
Well, doesn't that look like Bjork?
Not at all. Not in the least. Not even close.
He doesn't look sleek, you're right.
No, he's a cat. But other than that, it's the opposite of sleek.
It's Bjork,
voluminous
please.
And unaerodynamic. Whoa. That really got
his
attention.
That was the most aerodynamic.
I guess, hey, you know what? The weird thing is fat cats, they can move. Like, it doesn't
That's
seem to hinder them.
That's what mom says about Nova. He's, like, so fat and he can move so agile.
It's one of those tools of the trade, how he gets fatter. You know, he's got to be there first. Early bird gets fatter. Early word gets the berm. That sounds like something that like a stoner would say but mean to say before he showed up for snowboarding at like 1 p.m. Be like, early word gets the berm, dude.
Berm.
And then he'll be like,
I love berm houses.
Thrash the berm. Here, smoke some berm. What is berm? I don't know. We're doing it.
I don't know. I think it's like an underground house.
Berm it down. Yeah.
Yeah, Bjork is seriously flashing his butthole so much. He's like, swishy, swishy, swishy. Look at my fluff of...
It's butthole time. And it's also probably good to go.
Let's literally not talk anymore.
I'm done. I hate this.
This is terrible. I actually quit 15 minutes ago.
Three, two, cats, four, one. Yes!